Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. On the day after Christmas in 1862, 38 Dakota men were hanged in Mankato, Minnesota. It was the largest mass execution in American history. The hangings followed what's often been called the U.S.-Dakota War, a bloody conflict in southern Minnesota between white settlers and native tribes that left hundreds dead on both sides. Since 2005, the men who were hanged have been remembered in a 330-mile ride that begins in Lower Brule, South Dakota, and ends in Mankato on December 26, the anniversary of the execution. Riders are currently getting ready for their two-week-and-a-half long journey, which begins tomorrow. The riders will be welcomed along the way, including at Dakota State University in Madison, where they'll be greeted by President David Borofsky and the community. That happens on Saturday. Prairie Little is one of the organizers of the Dakota 38 Plus 2 ride, and he joins us on the line. Mr. Little, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hello.
How are you in the process of getting things ready for the ride?
Yes, right now we're up here in Chamberlain at the Dakota Indian Foundation. They're a big sponsor to this ride each year. And we're here with John Behaler, the director. We're currently in his art gallery looking at some of the artwork. But on the other end, we've got riders in Fort Thompson and Lower Brule right now. The guy who did the documentary on the film is in Crow Creek, and we're going to be getting that way to get him set up with us and on the same page. He's going to ride along with us for about a week this year and help in any way he can, drive, ride, cook, whatever it may be.
How many people are on the ride this year?
We're not really sure right now. It varies. Right now, with my crew and Jim Hallam from Santee, Wilford Keeble, Kenny Fourcloud, they're all from Crow Creek. Altogether, we have about 20 of us right now, but there's more riders coming today. We've got them coming from Canada, Sistine, and, we just don't know which direction they'll be coming, but they'll be here. We're having Inipi today at about 4 o'clock in Lower Brule. And then, we're waiting for riders to get here yet. So I'm not sure how many we'll leave with, and I know it gets larger as we get the farther east we get into Minnesota.
Do you have a wide range of riders each year?
Yes, they do. They have riders from all over that help ride with us and support. And they just come from all over the United States. And just the other day, I got a call from South Africa from a lady that had seen the video. And she had actually called me the day that Nelson Mandela had passed on. And she'd seen the movie. And now she's making plans to come and ride with us next year. So, it's reaching out that far. And we were just in Madison, South Dakota, Saturday with the library club. And, man, it was a great time, and two of our cultures meeting together like that. And we just had a great, really wonderful, wonderful event happen there.
Now, take us back to the beginning of this ride. As I understand this, Jim Miller was the man who started this back in 2005. This was his idea. He had a dream?
Yes, it is. Jim Miller, we got to meet with him finally. We never met Jim until Saturday in Madison. But, yeah, he did. He had a dream, and he started this ride in 2005. And the next one in line is Hunkpate from Crow Creek, Peter Linke. He's a Marine. And now last year in Mankato was the 150th anniversary of the hangings. And me and my wife and my family, we have a horse program in Marty, South Dakota, where I'm from. And we rode for the children last year. And Peter had a dream the night before. He didn't know where the staff was going to go. But in a dream, the ancestors came to him, and they told him, I'm the one. So No, I will be carrying this on, me and my family and all my Hunka relatives and brothers that I met on this ride, you know, so we'll be doing it. It won't end at 4 years for us. We'll be supporting and riding as long as I can. My kids will be riding when they're old as me, I hope.
What is the goal of this ride?
The goal is to kind of reach out and let people know of some of the things that happened with our ancestors back in them days in the 1800s that, you know, you're not going to find this in a history book. They ain't going to teach you this in school. And a lot of our history is oral teachings from our elders, but we're losing a lot of our elders to diabetes and cancer and things that were brought on before our people were, while we were here, you know, we lived a healthy life with Mother Nature, and now all that has changed over these years of from that time, and we got a lot of disease here, you know, and we're losing our elders and a lot of our young kids because of the trauma that has been passed down through our from our ancestry, I guess that's in us yet. And a lot of kids are going to suicide. So we you know, some things like that are going on right now.
Well, Perry Little, the ride itself to Mankato, a part of the history of the U.S. Dakota War, as it's sometimes called, and the execution, this is in some ways a return home for the descendants of the Dakota men who were executed that day?
Yes, it's just a ride to a healing ride, a sacred ride, you know, with unity. And to, you know, forgive what happened back in them days and try to connect with everybody and, you know, come together and realize what happened and try to heal them wounds. You know, it'll never heal, but it's there. We're going to always remember. We're never going to forget. But, you know, we've had a big outpouring in Madison there with that community, and along the ride, you know, there's just so much support from the Washichu community now. It's, you know, it's reaching out there, and it's working. And I do have a member, Keith Nichols, from Wisconsin. He's a Washichu, and he's on our board, and we met him on the ride, and he's here with us. Right now he went to Pierre to get some food and things that we might need for our horses. But, you know, so that connection is made and he understands what happened and he feels he's here to help us with that.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke and we're talking with Perry Little, one of the organizers of the Dakota 38+2 ride that gets underway tomorrow. It's a 330-mile ride that starts in Lower Brule, ends in Mankato on December 26th, the anniversary of the day when 38 Dakota men were hanged in Mankato, Minnesota. It was the largest mass execution in American history. Mr. Little, you've mentioned the ride. You've mentioned stopping in Mankato. There was the event last week, and then coming up on this Saturday, you'll be stopping in Mankato, stopping along the ways. How important is it for you to make those stops and talk with people? Is that part of the ride, is just to visit and share this history with people that you meet along the way?
Yes, that's very, very important. As I said, you know, when we were in Madison, South Dakota, we did reach some people there that felt the feelings that we have felt for what this tragedy that took place with us. And when we got done viewing the film, there was about 40 people there from the community, you know, and when we got done with the film themselves, and every time I watch this, I've watched it many times, you know, and when I see them, what they did at the end when the hanging happens, you know, just everybody felt it in their hearts, and everybody was in tears, and people were, you know, saying we're sorry and like that. And we just want to kind of let people know what we're going through, and we're like some people say, let go of it. It's in the past, but it's embedded in us forever, you know. And we can't. We got to remember. So, ukiksuye, that means remember. So this ride is the unity, and just try to open the eyes of the Washitu community, and which happened in Madison, you know, it had happened there, and they didn't know what to say, you know, but we're sorry. And we're saying we're sorry for whatever it may be that we did, you know, what we didn't really, you know, a lot of people say, why are you saying you're sorry when it happened to you? But we're just trying to heal them wounds between the nations on that way. And that's working, you know. I've seen it so far, and I'm the new staff carrier, and I've seen it. I've seen it actually happening on this ride as we're beginning for tomorrow. And it is, it's going to work, hopefully.
Now the ride itself, some days 20 to 30 miles you're riding, and we're talking some days that probably will be quite cold, you know, particularly look at the last couple of days, been bitterly cold. Is this a tough time to be riding across South Dakota and Minnesota, and how do the riders deal with some of the difficulties regarding the weather?
Well, a lot of it is really cold, you know. Like right now, we have some young riders with us that want to go ride today, you know, just to get in touch with their horse that way, spiritually, mentally, physically. But it's a prayer. It's a spiritual prayer that we're on. And when you get into that realm of that spiritual awakening that touches and grabs you on this ride, the elements seem to go away while you're doing this. They're there, you know, but you're back in time, and you're thinking of, you're sitting here with these nice warm clothing on, boots, gloves, hats, etc., and then you remember what they went through with none of these things, and they had to do these things, so we're thankful for today, but we remember for the ones that didn't have these things we have now. And when you're riding, yeah, it's cold, you know. A lot of people are cold, but you're in a different place at that time.
What happens when you and the riders arrive in Mankato on December 26th? Any special program?
Well, this year, you know, I'm a traditional dancer. Me and my family, we travel all summer with a friend named Kevin Westcott. He's also a Washitu, a really good friend of ours. We met him a few years ago. He's a horse whisperer. We call him horse whisperer. But he travels with us throughout the summer with his horses, and we attend powwows throughout South Dakota, Minnesota, and we ride. We bring these horses for the children to ride during the powwow all weekend, you know. And with him and us as one doing these things, because the horse is very powerful to our nation, you know, it's really, really powerful. They're medicine for our people, our children, and it helps heal things.
What does it mean to you to be a part of the Dakota 38 ride?
Oh, it's just a big honor for me, you know. It's a big honor. It's something that, you know, I didn't expect, but it's way beyond anything I can imagine to happen to me and my nation and Ahunktuan. I'm a Ahunktuan Shichangu, but it's really an honor, big honor, you know, to have this place and this thing that I'm doing. And, you know, and I'm like I said, after my 4 years, it don't end there. We will be riding with whoever it may be next for years and years. And I believe it needs to happen. And maybe like Nelson Mandela was, peacekeeper, you know. We want to try to make things, the unity be stronger, and there's so much racism yet, you know, but we'll probably never end that, maybe, but we will try.
Now, for people that want more information on the Dakota 38 ride and to see the documentary, you have the website, dakota38.com?
Yes, there's one there. Our website that we just got going since I'm the new staff carrier is dakota38.org. And on that, it'll have, we're going to be taking pictures every day. And then we'll be sending them to a Facebook page. And then on that website, I told you, dakota38.org, we'll have our route. Tells you, where we're going to be, what time and place and dates. And this year, actually, we're having a powwow up in Morton, Minnesota on the 21st to honor the children, the grandmas that were put through this big, big trauma that they had to endure back in the times. And
well,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to let people know again that's dakota38.org. And Mr. Little, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on Dakota Midday. And safe travels to you and the rest of the riders.
Oh, thank you.